Unit 6, Focus on Listening. Osceola McCarty, an outstanding philanthropist. You are going to hear an excerpt from a television report about Osceola McCarty, who did something totally unusual. Then, choose the best answer to complete the sentences. Why would a poor washing woman give away her life savings? This story touched us the moment we first heard it, and the more we thought about it, the more we believed that Ms. Osceola McCarty was such an incredible soul. In 1995, Osceola McCarty gave a present of $150,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi. She wanted to help poor students. It was a very generous thing to do, but her friends and neighbors were surprised. McCarty was a good woman. She went to church. She was always friendly and helpful. But everyone in her town knew that Ms. McCarty was not rich. In fact, she was poor. How did a poor 86-year-old woman have so much money? Osceola McCarty was born in 1908 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Ms. McCarty's own education was cut short. She left after sixth grade to care for her ailing grandmother. And she worked, taking in bundles of laundry from doctors, lawyers, and policemen, slowly building a nest egg of dollars and change at the bank downtown. She earned only a few dollars a day. Osceola washed the clothes by hand. Then she hung the clothes to dry. She did this for nearly 80 years. In the 1960s, she bought an automatic washer and dryer, but she gave them away. She did not think they got the clothes clean enough. At that time, many people started to buy their own washers and dryers. She did not have much work, so she started to iron clothes instead. Ms. McCarty never married or had children. Her life was very simple. She went to work and to church. She read her Bible. She had a black and white television. But she did not watch it very much. It had only one channel. Ms. McCarty tucked away money all her life, and eventually had accumulated a nest egg of about $250,000. When she was 86, a lawyer helped her make a will. She left money to the church, her relatives, and the university. She just wanted to help others. She did not think she was a special person, but then people found out about her present to the university. She received many honors. She even flew in an airplane for the first time in order to talk to the President of the United States. The trip to the White House was her first time out of the South in 50 years. Osceola McCarty died in 1999. The story of Osceola McCarty, a washerwoman who gave away her life savings, has touched the heart of everyone who has heard it. This frail old woman became one of the most well-known philanthropists in the nation. She was a shy and ordinary woman who became famous.